Alison will now introduce some of the correspondence sent to the Evening News.
The Evening News letters pages have been exceptionally lively this week, so we'll have two sets of letters. The first set are all related to the election results. And I think that Gordon Vigras of Downham Market has a slightly ironic tone in his letter. He says, "Right then, here we go. What a relief it's all over for another 5 years. Now that Starmer and Association have got in, we can all look forward to a growing economy, thousands more jobs created, plenty of childcare, thousands of new teachers, nurses, doctors, dentists, medical appointments, shorter A&E waiting times, better mental care, all the strikes sorted out, the immigrant problem resolved, crime reduced, more police on the streets, tough on littering, etc., etc. All this and more with no increase in taxation, VAT or national insurance and the possibility of a shorter working week. What is there not to look forward to?"
David Murrell of South Walsham is not disappointed by the result in southwest Norfolk. "Good to see the back of Liz. I would like to thank the Independent, Reform and Labour candidates for southwest Norfolk for getting rid of, in my opinion, the worst Prime Minister this country has ever seen. Liz Truss will now have time to write another book on how she ruined the country and wrecked the Conservative Party for a generation. Well done, Liz."
Steve McKinder of Sandy Lane, Denver, thinks Liz Truss's defeat may be the end of an era. Hopefully. The word landslide has been bandied about, and frankly, of all the landslides currently engulfing the UK, the enormity of the southwest Norfolk drubbing for Liz Truss takes some beating. Despite a tight and meagre 600-odd margin for the Labour winner against the Lady, I note the total antitrust vote for the likes of the BAG independent camp of around 6,000 and nearly 10,000 for Reform shows the true proportions of the Get Truss Gone vote was staggering. Stomping off the stage without congratulating the winner, Terry Jeremy, pretty much says it all. I'd say they'll be popping a few corks at Turnip Taliban HQ sometime soon. End of an era, we can hope.
Willem Buttinger is puzzled by the emergence of the Party of Women. Is there a need for the Party of Women? How is it possible that in 2024 women feel the need to create their own political party? As I looked at my ballot paper on July the 4th, I noticed that Linda Jane Law was standing for the Party of Women in Norwich South, alongside the usual party candidates. Despite a century of progress in women's rights, the formation of this party highlights a troubling reality. Women now feel compelled to form their own political representation due to ongoing attacks on their rights to exclusive spaces and sports, free from the presence of biological males identifying as female. It's outstanding that anyone could believe it's acceptable for biological women to be denied their privacy or forced to compete against men in sports. This situation calls for urgent reflection and action. We must ensure that the rights and spaces, hard won by women over the past century, are not eroded. The very fact that such a party has emerged is a clear signal that we are failing to protect these fundamental rights.